Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to a Deadline Day. We are at Marvel Stadium. Sarah Ollie here with Riley Beveridge and Cal Toomey. And from Corporate Sports Australia, Colin Young joins us at the desk. We are now four. Welcome, Colin. How do you find this day? It's a bit hectic. We've got managers like yourself coming through, all 18 clubs here. Do you enjoy it?
I am going to enjoy it today. Not so much 12 months ago.
This time last year, we saw you bolting up and down the hallways. I think I spoke to you over there afterwards. You're sweating it up. You just done the Rory Lobb deal. We got that one across the line. Take us into those last tense minutes.
That was an extremely long day. That last hour was even probably the most intense hour I've been involved in trades. But we sort of worked on that trade, obviously, for 12 months because of the meetings that, obviously, Frio and Rory had after not missing the first trade. So we put a lot in play. And then, of course, you saw there were things popping up on the day that you hadn't planned. You thought you had everything done, ticked off, and this should go, pick 21, we'll get it done.
Yep.
And Jacob popped up and then threw a bit of a spanner in the works, and it took a bit longer.
Is it deja vu? Are you coming back?
It actually is. I'm staying in the same room as I was, exactly the same room as I was last year. And that got a bit nerve-wracking when I was walking out the door about half an hour ago.
All right, so you've got a few deals that you've already had done across the trade and free agency period. Let's start with one that's probably hanging over, and it's Scott Lysette, who's out of contract at Port Adelaide. They've brought in Ivan Soldo today. And they'll bring in Jordan Sweet later today. What does it mean for Scott?
Well, look, if those deals hadn't come off, and 24 hours ago, I actually thought Soldo probably wasn't going to come off. So a bit of work was done overnight, and today it popped up this morning, and I got a phone call this morning saying that would probably happen. So Scotty probably would have stayed on at Port if they hadn't. So now he's obviously available if he chooses to play, but I spoke to him before I came on because I knew that you'd probably ask that question, and he's on a plane interstate to catch up with a mate for his wedding, and he'll give it some thought over the weekend whether he'll have a chat to a few more clubs next week or he may retire.
Has he got a bit of interest though?
Yeah, he has. Yeah. So, but it's been a long year for him. He only had his eye poked out by the ball against Melbourne early on, and that hurt. And then obviously the knee and a few ops towards the end. He had a clean out about 10 days ago, but he has had a few medicals over the last 10 days, and he is fully fit and ready to go. But it's just been a tiring year for him, so he's going to have a few days to think about whether he will take a few offers up next week or retire.
You've already got some deals done in this year's trade period. Liam Henry went through getting traded to St Kilda. Talk to us about how talks unfolded there.
It was really good this year because obviously Liam was out of contract, and I'd had conversations with David from Fremantle since March to discuss where he was at all the time. And I know that the club was speaking to him monthly about where he was mentally, playing with the club, each week, each month, and then what would look like at the end of the year. And even I think Dave and I would have spoke about 2 weeks before the season finished, thinking that if Liam hadn't made his mind up, we might have to do a one-year deal to stay because he was still 50-50 on staying or going. So when David and Steve got together, apparently the first few meetings were quite good and quite amicable, so we thought we'll get done.
You got a deal for Tyler Brockman done as well. There was a lot of variations of this trade in terms of Fremantle trying to get involved late and talks around potentially Hawthorn getting up to pick one as part of it. Can you talk us through those talks?
Well, look, last year, Tyler wasn't offered a contract till late, very late, if not after the season had finished. So West Coast had shown interest last year, 12 months ago, and had a meeting or a chat with Tyler on the possibility of coming to West Coast. He had a, you know, Tyler was pretty keen to stay at Hawthorn, so he did actually get up a one-year deal from the Hawks, but he did have that meeting with West Coast, and he quite enjoyed it, the conversation. And so as the season progressed, obviously he's now a young father with twins, and just the support that he'd have back in WA, confirming the support he would not have here, probably pushed him across the line to get traded.
Did he have a think about Fremantle at all when they come with the 4-year offer?
No, well, the first club that he spoke with was Fremantle at the end of the season. So, and it was a pretty good meeting. Certainly got along well with Justin and David and the club. And it was just at the end of the day, he has got a strong relationship with Liam Ryan, and he's got friends at the club. And that was just strange. Sometimes it's just the simplest things that turn a player. And it was just his relationships with the current list of players.
Did you like the fact West Coast went and got it done? Because they could have walked him to the pre-season draft. Potentially they've got pick one there, but they're able to get it done, pay 44 and 63 and just make sure that it was done so he didn't have to wait any further.
Yeah, look, it was in the best interest for them to do that. So I was rapt that they did it. If we talk about whether they paid overs or unders, if they probably gave a little bit more just to get it done. So it was very professionally done by them.
What about Joel Hamling, another player who gets another opportunity at Sydney, having already been at a few clubs before, but gets the security of a multi-year contract? He must be wrapped with that.
Yeah, well, it's good because it's a very uneasy feeling when you're going through the year not being offered a contract and not playing in the team. And he did leave, the Bulldogs after a premiership to hopefully win a flag with Freo. And that was the aim, was to hopefully win one with Fremantle before he retired. You know, Fremantle's list is outstanding list. They've got a great back line. It was hard for him to get back in. I think he said he played 6 games in 3 years.
Mm.
So when the club was still working out their list, and it went quite into the end of the year, and there was a fair chance he might get delisted and possibly re-rookied. And he obviously has a mortgage and a young child, so he had to have a look after his best interest. And when Sydney came knocking and offered, a 2-year deal to go across the border, he obviously jumped at it with, there's a chance here they could win a premiership and finish his career with holding up the cup, and he got a 2-year deal, so he's very happy.
There's a demand for key backs, isn't there?
All through the year we're sort of confident. Like, even if there was a mid-season trade, I'm pretty sure that Joel would have ended up possibly in a couple of clubs. So ruckman and key backs, there's a fair interest.
You're all for a mid-season trade period, aren't you?
I think it would be fantastic for the industry, for the clubs, supporters, members, and for players who can't get games like Joel.
Now, Cole, you've been in the middle of a lot of deals over recent years. I want to get your thoughts on where a couple of these deals are at the moment. We head into the last, what are we at now, 4 hours, just under 4 hours to go before the deadline strikes. What do you think is the right price for Asava Radaglia? Is 25 right?
I'm reluctant to say. I don't want to upset Geelong or Port Adelaide because I might have to deal with them next year. But I think it's funny because when you're going into it, the last day of trade, and you are representing your player, there is a bit of concern that it might not get done, and you are carrying a bit of weight. But when you're outside looking in, it's a lot easier. I think all the trades will get done today. And I know it's easy for me to say because I'm on the outside, but I actually think they'll get done.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I want to take you back as well. You were the first guest on Gettable. And you didn't actually tee me up to ask you this, but I just thought of it then. You said that we're going to have the best season ever.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember I said that we just signed Sonny Walters for 2 years.
Yep.
And I was hoping that Sonny would hold the cup up with Fremantle this year because he's been a long time coming. And I actually was reading the lists going through all the clubs, and I thought that there would be the greatest and the tightest season of all time. And I actually think next year's going to be even better.
Okay. Well, it only came down to the last minute this year, so you're about 30 seconds off, I reckon. Maybe we get a little bit closer. 4 points down to 1 next year.
I think
year.
All clubs are getting better this year, so it's going to be extremely good.
You got your Gettable T-shirt on?
I was just about to ask, that's the real question.
I was going
to
wear that. It is washed.
It's washed?
It's washed. It's ready to go.
It was ready to go, but I thought I might be doing one soon, so I'm going to wear it in.
I was going to ask you, what does today look like for you? Obviously, you don't have many deals to negotiate today or any, but do you offer your advice down the corridor?
I just enjoy watching everyone else sweat it out. I'm probably going to have a chat to the clubs about the draft.
Okay.
And just see, where they're at with their numbers, what type of players, not names, what type of positional players they might be looking for in the draft. And probably get an idea. I know Cal releases it anyway, sooner rather than later, what numbers it might look like. And it's looking like a thin draft. So we have, you know, about three or four players going into the draft. Andrew's got three over in WA, and I have one Victoria going through. So we'll have a look to see where they might fit and hopefully get the jump.
Tell us about Tarkan O'Leary.
Yeah.
Because he won the 2 kilometre time trial. Player from the Sandringham Dragons, can run like the wind.
I remember on that show, I said to you I was watching training a fair bit down at the Dragons, and there was probably about, I don't know, between 7 and 13 players I thought that might get looked at this year in the draft, yeah. And Tarkan stood out, so I was very fortunate that he came on board.
He had an awesome combine. That 2 kilometre time trial was through the roof. It was unbelievable.
He said that he was going to win that 2K without being overconfident. He was very confident of winning it. So.
Yeah.
Well, Colin, thank you very much for joining us. Go and enjoy everyone else just sweating it out.
Be a mediator. You should go in there and mediate a few deals.
I will be going to the rooms. I will be ambushing him a few of them, I can tell you.
Can we see you come on the screen? Go walk into who's up there now.
Well, it's good to see Adrian. He's nice and relaxed. And I can't see Cripper.
He's in there somewhere.
Who's on the top right-hand side?
That's the Hawks.
The Hawks. They're very relaxed.
He's in there at the moment, though.
They've got quite a few deals coming through, I'd imagine. But no, it's good to watch.